Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
That's that bottle to me.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I thought we already did that. My bottle of water. You know, I got to where I only drink wine that is biodegradable. Just so y'all know.
Yeah.
I made some changes in my life. Just biodegradable wine is all I care about these.
So that means when you drink it, the chemical composition changes.
No, my attitude changes.
For the better, we hope.
Anyway, good morning, Stu and Charlie and Phil and
everybody.
Listening audience out there.
Everybody, everywhere.
Yeah, we're into June. Going big into June.
Yeah, that's our second week in June.
It's almost Juneteenth, isn't it?
I don't know what that means. The teens of June?
Is that what yes, everybody okay. does these promotions called Juneteenth and stuff like that. I know just that much closer to Le Tour de France. Then Le Tour de France gets me through to football season. Because Le Tour de France, they
is the only sporting event going on in
that's
summer.
All I care about.
Yeah, exactly.
During that time. But I watch it because sometimes they go to areas I've been to, and you're watching the high definition helicopters. And now they're using drones a lot now, of course.
You know what's picking
it's
up
beautiful, beautiful.
Picking what's up that? Popularity is girls' fast pitch softball at the college level.
I won't even watch professional
and
baseball.
And I think UCLA won
it's
the World
softball.
Series.
Yeah, they did. And the girls' softball is incredibly fast.
Alabama was in it for quite a while.
They were. They did really well this year, and I hate to see them lose, but, you know, oh well.
Yep.
Win some, you lose some. But isn't Auburn still in the World Series?
I believe so.
No, they haven't gone to the finals yet, but if they win one more game, they go
super,
to the finals.
They're at the Super Regional.
They're a super regional, so let's hope they win.
Which makes Auburn the most successful college sports program in the state this year.
This year?
Mm-hmm. Football, not bad.
Well, football, yeah,
we went to a bowl game.
Yet.
We ain't went to a
football.
Bowl game. Yeah, no, we went to a bowl game. This is still the
– Right, right.
This is 2018.
Right.
For all intents and purposes in sports. It's 2018. If the school year started in September, it's still the same school year.
It's 2018-19 school year.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Yeah, they did real well in basketball.
So we went to a bowl game, won ours, handily.
Mm-hmm. Made it to the finals.
Final Four in basketball and World Series, hopefully here in baseball, with two regional wins in consecutive years at Auburn.
Not too
That's
shabby.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then, you know, y'all do okay in football.
Sometimes.
Y'all all right. So it's good to be from Alabama if you're a sports fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But, man, I tell you what.
Unless you're a High Alive fan, and not so good.
Tell me where I've been all my life.
Probably in the bathroom.
We're not even sure where you are now.
You know, I posted on Facebook the other day that I went to a little buffet place over in Baldwin County by Fish River. And I had buttermilk pie. And I've never had buttermilk pie in my life. Never even heard of buttermilk pie.
With your upbringing.
I just got ripped. On Facebook about it, but then again,
that pie is more identified with Southern cuisine than pecan pie.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Are you a Northerner?
No, I'm not.
In disguise?
The furthest I've ever been is the
Have finger you ever had a custard pie?
Yeah, I've had custard pies.
Probably
that's
they were
what
buttermilk
it reminded
pie.
Me of.
It is. It's a custard pie. It just
delicious.
Use buttermilk instead of
it
regular
delicious.
Milk, so it gives a little tanginess.
But yeah, you know, I say that, but then somebody I know posted on Facebook or on social media that they had never heard of or ever had a pineapple sandwich.
How can you not have that?
I know.
It's
just rings of pineapple and mayonnaise and white bread, and I eat them all
gross.
The time. They're delicious.
No, they're not.
And sometimes I'll put peanut butter on them.
Yeah, well, now, right. I don't know about the peanut butter. That's kind of a stretch.
Not with the mayonnaise.
Yeah, and haven't you ever had a peanut butter mayonnaise?
Dude, do you have any idea how many fat grams
banana
that is
sandwiches?
In one sandwich?
That's feels.
Worse than eating a complete Whopper with French fries all smothered in grease. Good Lord, Mike.
Well, hey, by the way, I want to tell you that Crystal Burgers do not microwave well the next day.
You ain't supposed to eat those leftovers. You're supposed to just eat and eat and eat till there ain't no
crystals. Well, I know, but they were selling a bag of 10 for $6. So what did we do? Instead of buying a normal amount, we bought 10 of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, like that's just five apiece. That's nothing.
I like their breakfast, but that's about all I like.
Hey, they do.
They ruined the crystals. They used to have a double crystal that had a third piece of bread in the middle, and it was great. And now a double crystal, same price, is a regular crystal with one extra piece of thin little meat in it. Nothing else.
I can't get that onion flavor out of my
mouth. Verify this for me, Stu, if you know. Okay. Somebody told me that at Crystal, the hamburgers are actually in a liquid form when they put it on the grill.
What? No, it's ridiculous. It's just like any other hamburger.
Fake
it's
news.
Stamped out, but it has five little pinholes in it at each corner and dead in the center that they say helps it cook quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But what it actually does is give them leeway to take a couple of grams off the weight of each of their
burgers.
They're
more like steamed more than anything.
Yeah, they're less than an ounce on those patties. They're 3/4 of an ounce.
Mm.
I still love a crystal, but I cannot eat cheese on a crystal because there's no point. You can't taste anything if there's cheese on it. Mayonnaise and ketchup do not belong on a crystal. Mayonnaise especially, which I'm fine with on most burgers. You put it on a crystal, and I can't eat it. It's horrible.
Yes, if I go to chain, it's going to be Whataburger.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Sam's Super Burger.
I like the
keeping
senior.
It local.
I like their senior breakfast. My wife and I can go in there, and it was $8.10, and now they've lowered the price. And that was for 2 eggs, toast, grits.
Man, has the
bacon.
Cost of living gone down? Because if the cost of living hadn't gone down, but people are lowering the price of their food, something's up. You can't do that.
Well, this is just for the seniors.
Oh, well, y'all are okay then.
We poe.
Yeah.
That limited income.
Fixed income.
Are you going to ask me how I did in the Crawfish Festival Friday?
I didn't know you did a Crawfish Festival Friday.
We've been talking about it for 3 weeks on the show. The show you're on right
now.
Oh,
how did you do?
They canceled it.
Short-term memory.
Yeah. North Baldwin County Crawfish Festival had to be canceled because of the impending weather Friday.
Y'all can't cook crawfish when it's raining?
Can't cook crawfish when it's flooding.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're outdoors.
Yeah, that makes sense. And lightning flashing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if it's raining, man, I'm not going to bother to do a cook-off.
When you're scared.
Because it messes with the temperature and everything so much.
That's like.
It's horrible.
You know, I know.
Besides, who's going to show up to eat it?
I know there's a lot of great dates out there because every weekend there's something. But, you know, scheduling outdoor events during monsoon season, that's
always monsoon season in Mobile. Though.
But that's like scheduling weddings during football season. It don't make sense.
It's like scheduling weddings with no backup plan in case it rains.
Yeah, that too.
Folks, there's 52 Saturdays in a year, 31 of them in Mobile, it rains. It's going to rain at your wedding. Have a backup plan.
13, 14 of them you don't need to schedule. That's during football season.
At all. Unless Auburn and Alabama, LSU, and the rest of the SEC have taken that Saturday off.
Yeah.
If the whole conference is off,
maybe
you can have a Friday night game.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you can have a Friday night wedding.
That was my crickets. So y'all didn't do it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
So. I know, especially you two gentlemen probably are more familiar with this artist than I am. I mean, you know, I know Dr. John.
Yeah.
But he passed away this week over in New Orleans.
Right.
He is a huge part of the Gulf Coast culture.
He is.
Didn't he do the commercials for Popeyes? Love that chicken for Popeyes. It sure sounded
like
that.
I don't know. That could have been.
But this is, you know, just a couple of weeks after Leon Redbone passed away.
Right.
Who came to fame for those Bud Light commercials in the 70s, but just the most distinct singer you've ever heard.
Absolutely.
But, so, And Leah Chase. Man, New Orleans has taken
a
kick to the shin, haven't they?
They have that.
Yeah. And Leah Chase's funeral arrangements, we posted on our Facebook page. It's tomorrow in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard when the second line is going to be, but if any of my chef buddies, if you know if it's tomorrow and you're heading over, give me a holler because I'd like to ride along.
Holla.
Yeah.
Give us a holla.
I'll buy you a bologna and potato chip sandwich.
All right, folks, we've got to take a break. Give us a call at 343-0106. You could text us on that same number.
And you know you've been wanting to, so do it today.
Don't fight the feeling.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese, meat, cheese, meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you want a bit. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me why did you walk away? When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me why did you walk away? Thought our love was yesterday.
All right, folks, you are listening to Heather the Monkey King. They will be at the Listening Room this Thursday night, along with Professor Hill's Think Tank.
Yeah, that sounds like quite an evening.
Yeah. Okay, so to break it down, Heather and the Monkey King are Heather and Stephen Harper. I know Phil will remember Stephen Harper. He was the lead guitarist for Fez for years here in town. They live in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Heather is my niece.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Beautiful town.
Heather is my niece. She married Steve. Steve's brother is Ben Harper. Ben Harper is the lead guitarist for Mithril.
Cool.
He married my niece Amanda.
Lord.
So now they're both sisters and sister-in-laws, and the brothers are both brother and brother-in-law.
They're picking and grinning family.
Yeah. Professor Hill's Think Tank is Ben and Stevie together.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's Heather and the Monkey King with Professor Hill's Think Tank, that just means Ben's playing bass for him.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, they're going to be at the Listening Room. You've been there, correct?
A couple times. It's right around the corner from where I stay.
Yeah, where you stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is going to be our first time. We've got our reservations to go check them out. But as you can hear, so Stevie and Ben, their father was Dr. Andrew Harper, who was with South Alabama's Music School for mm-hmm. years. Their sister is a cellist or was for a long time in a symphony in Madrid, Spain.
Wow.
Their oldest brother is a recording artist out in California. Their nephews are musicians. My niece and nephew are also musicians that come from a band. A lot of musicians in this band. A very musical band.
Like
my
it.
Niece, Heather, married into it. Never was in band in school.
Yeah.
Any of that stuff. She did some stuff, and Charlie's going to talk about some in a little bit, the JJP, when she was a kid. But they wanted to do, when they were Fez, they wanted to bring in some steel drums. So Stevie just asked Heather, hey, do you think you could play steel drums if I just showed you what to do for this one song? So she did. Turns out, as you can hear, an incredible singing voice.
Yeah.
So she started singing with them.
Huh.
And Fez was an instrumental group. So the one with words, huh? Heather and the Monkey King. They do a lounge act over in the casinos in Mississippi.
All this musical talent all in one place.
I just have one burning question, Stu. Could you possibly post on Facebook or something a diagram showing all those branches of the family tree? You sort of lost me on the second cousin twice removed.
No, but Stephen is also a very talented artist, so he can probably draw you one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of all this art and talent, yesterday was Rick Hirsch's birthday, Wet Willie fame. So I posted what song? He wrote "Keep on Smiling" and all those famous songs. But my favorite song he did was "Dixie Rock."
Never heard it.
Oh my God! Well, you're a little older. I mean, you're a little younger than me, so you don't remember stuff.
So
like
is dirt.
That.
Hey, but we got John from Fish River on line two. Charlie, you want to bring up line two?
Come on up, John.
Yeah, John. Good morning.
John.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
I'll just fine. You're gonna love our next guest, man. Chase and Andrea from Playhouse Spices.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they
Playhouse
got
spices.
Yeah, here in Mobile. Check this out. One of their blends is called Fish River. Let me read this to you. Fish River has a brightness of citrus flavor akin to the shimmer of sunlight on the waters which inspired it. This spice blend works well for seafood, vegetables, chicken, pork, and pasta dishes. The lemon and dill create
base.
No. Just listen. Calm down. Calm down, John.
Okay.
John may have been the inspiration for all
the lemon and dill create a wonderfully balanced blend with a sunny finish. Here's your ingredients, Charlie.
Okay.
Lemon zest. So, yeah, it's a lemon base.
Okay.
Kosher salt. Green peppercorn, which does not have as much heat. So, if you find black pepper makes you sneeze and stuff, green peppercorn. Onion, garlic, dill, cayenne, bay leaf, and paprika.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to these other names, John. Dog River, East Bay, Weeks Bay, Old Dolphin Way, Oakley Garden, Dolphin Island, and Ono Island.
And no Detani Square?
No Detani Square. Oh, look, on the back, you got Ballabattery and Joe Kane's Widowmaker Blend.
It kind of steps up to an idea I had with spice. A spice blend and calling it, Mobile Bay Spice.
Well, what would it have in it? Some oyster shells and
some old shoes
and some creosote from the old paper plants.
Now we're talking recipe.
Some scrapings from the muffler off your smoker.
could be.
Well, what you got going on this weekend, John?
When is the crawfish cook-off going to be rescheduled?
I don't know that it's going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we're going to be out of season here.
Yeah, we're coming out of season soon.
Yeah, they can't,
can't control it.
They're probably going to try.
It's kind of an odd time of year to have a crawfish cook-off.
Yeah. Well, the World Food Championship qualifier, they're probably going to reschedule. But as far as the big crawfish boil for the entire town of Bay Minette, that's likely not going to be rescheduled.
No, but, so that's not the same thing as the cook-off.
Yeah, they're the same, one and the same. The crawfish boil is done by people who are competing in the crawfish cook-off.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, each one of us had to cook 70 pounds.
And that was supposed to be in Stockton, wasn't it?
No. Bay Minette.
Close.
Okay.
Yeah, at Blackburn Park. And, man, we was good. John, listen, we were going to knock it out the park. Deborah Hodges from over at Hall's was gonna give us several pounds of their Red Hots to put in our crawfish boil.
Not andouille?
She offered andouille. I wanted to do Red Hots.
I would have done Red Hots,
Because you've had hot dogs in a crawfish boil, right?
I haven't.
Really?
I usually put sausage in there and mushrooms.
They usually put hot dogs in there so the kids will have something to eat. Well, a Red Hot is
for the kids, isn't it?
Huh?
It's going to be kind of hot for the kids, isn't it?
They're from Louisiana, John. They're Cajuns.
Kids are kids, wherever they're from, though.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how much hot stuff kids eat.
They put Tabasco in the baby formula, John.
Oh, gee, my
nanny. Got to teach them young.
That's a little too much.
I was just thinking, well, a Red Hot is just a really, really good hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we were going to do because you had
it's
to
kind of like a baloney dog's baloney hot dog kicked up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what you got going this weekend?
Oh, nothing really. Just trying to recover from outpatient surgery last week and getting ready for another one.
Oh, what? You getting a toe sawed off?
Well, no, I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
So. I think so. I'm going to keep my feet and my toes, I do believe.
All excellent. Right. Well,
but, you know, during the Orange Beach down there at the wharf during the cook-off, World Food Championship, rather, mm-hmm. I was hobbling around with that cane.
Yeah.
And that boot, and this all stemmed from the second time I broke them.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, it's been rough. But, Mike, I can't believe you've never had
buttermilk
like that made out of buttermilk.
We're in shock.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
And you say you've never heard of it, but
never heard
Patty
of it?
Brought one in here.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I must not have been here that day.
No, there was something with chocolate, and you couldn't think about it, or she had something with pineapple and fried egg in it or something.
I don't
know. Ridiculous combination.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me tell you, where the first time I ever had it and I bought one, was at Kanaka Meats and Evergreen. They
sell
them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You can go into their warehouse there or to their store.
Well, you know, I never had tomato pie.
And they have other desserts in there.
You know, I had never had a tomato pie until you brought one in. And I just heard about it that week when you brought it in.
That's been years ago.
Yeah, it has been.
And you need to get back on the stick, son.
You need to get down
here. Get your toes fixed and get on in here.
Yeah, get on down here with some more free food.
I was starving this morning. No, I said, I wish I'd had some tomato pie.
I had to do Waffle House.
you got to do it with shrimp, you said?
Yeah, shrimp or crab meat or maybe both. Really good. I thought that's what I had brought to you was tomato pie with shrimp in it.
It may have been, yeah. You brought two of them, I thought.
It was.
So, but, man, we got to go on break, John.
It's good. Okay, talk to you later, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, folks, when we come back, we got Chase and Andrea from
Playhouse Spices.
Playhouse Spices. I got a lot of questions.
Okay. I figured you would. Here, I'll hand you this back.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me why did you walk away? When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me why did you walk away?
You're listening to the cool sounds of Heather and the Monkey King.
And they're coming to where?
The listening room. Downtown Mobile. St. Michael's.
No, it's not St. Michael. It's St. Francis.
St. Francis.
Stu,
yeah.
Stu, I can see you doing an overnight jazz show.
Do you remember
jazz
Bob Parlocha?
So look out, Cat.
Do you remember Bob Parlocha?
Kind of.
Yeah, he did a nationally syndicated jazz show for years. He passed away, 5 or 10 years ago. But, Charlie, you will appreciate this. Middle of the night, I'm driving around patrolling a campus, listening to this jazz show, and he goes, "All right, that was Miles Davis. You're listening. I'm Bob Parlocha, and you're listening to Jazz with Bob Parlocha. I'm your host, Bob Parlocha." And that was jazz.
Well, you got to get your name in there.
And he would loop it around like 3 or 4 times every time.
Well, that was part of his stick.
Yeah, he was great. I love Bob Parlow.
Well, Stu.
Yeah, sir.
We have our guest on the phone.
All right. Well, you know what? You are the small town mom and pop startup king. So we got Chase and Andrea with us. Why don't you take it away, Mike?
Chase and Andrea, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. How about y'all?
We're doing great. We got a few samples here of your product. And folks, if you don't know, this is the couple. They own Playhouse Spices. And got quite a list of interesting names here, but interesting ingredients as well. So give us a little rundown, quick rundown. When did you have your aha moment?
Well, my wife and I both love cooking and sharing and entertaining with our friends, and they always inspired us and pushed us to share our flavor with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was about 2.5 years ago. We started kind of on this little odyssey, and then as we came along, we started trying to figure out how to get them out and share to other people. And so it's just been a great adventure so far.
Awesome. So who pushed who the most?
well, who pushed who? I think it was just a thing that we were both passionate about. Every time we traveled or we saw mm-hmm. something new, we would just try it and talk about it and see what we could figure out would work and give us a unique flavor profile.
Yeah. So, what is your background? What is your background, and what's Andrea's background?
My wife, she's an attorney for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool job. I don't know what she actually does, but the title is cool.
And then I'm a graphic designer by trade for Infirmary Health, the Mobile Infirmary.
Okay, all right.
And
all right.
I grew up working in kitchens through college.
Yes, you did. And Chris Brill from Sim's House of Pizza said to tell you hello.
Ah, yes, I know Chris very well. He's going to be getting married soon.
Yes, he is. He saw you were going to be on the show, and I saw him yesterday, and he said, make sure you tell Chase I said hello.
Yeah, he's a great guy. His whole family with Papa's Place. That's where I did a lot of time when I was younger, working in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a few stories. We'll
so, give us, I look at the names of the spices here, and some, one's called Old Dolphin Way, Weeks Bay, East Bay, Oakley Garden, Ono Island, Fish River.
And we just had John from Fish River on right before you, and he is delighted that you have honored him with one of your spice blends, naming it after him.
I've got the one I'm most curious about and intrigued with is the Joe Kane Widowmaker blend. Tell me about that one.
All right. Well, the Joe Kane Widowmaker blend, we actually created that as a Bloody Mary mix.
I thought so.
My wife thought, Mardi Gras is coming up. This will be a great play, for a Bloody Mary mix. It's just, mm-hmm. it works in Mobile. And mm-hmm. so we launched it, and since then, I've been so happy to hear from our friends and customers and everybody. I mean, I've got people cooking steaks with it. Sauteed shrimp, adding it to a cream sauce, and it's just been so diverse. It's a really complicated
none of yours are
ingredients,
simple.
but it's got a great complex flavor to it.
I can imagine.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that. I thought Bloody Marys. First thing it hit me.
Now, I've been playing with a few of these, and let's see. I've tried the Old Dolphin Way. That's the one, I believe. Yeah, I rubbed my ribs with that on Memorial Day and was a great barbecue rub.
Yes.
Little spicy, but I like it like that.
It's got coffee in it.
Yeah, coffee and the tangerine peel. And I looked at that. And you got smoked paprika in it. So, that just, when I read it, I went, that's going to be my barbecue rub. The Weeks Bay, I think, I'm trying to remember what I did with the Weeks Bay. The East Bay, I just rubbed some steaks with, and that was a great steak rub.
What's in it?
That's the garlic, onion, paprika, salt, thyme, white pepper, bay leaf, and cayenne. The thyme's what made me rub a steak with it.
Will that go well with Wagyu?
Well, yeah, of course it would. And whatever Wagyu is, but Wagyu beef would
Wagyu,
go well.
Wagyu, I mean. Wagyu.
But you've got some... I had to Google some of these ingredients, Chase.
Oh, wow.
And I've been doing this for 30 years. Ufra Bieber, or is it Biber?
I pronounce it as Urfa Bieber, but okay. It's not related to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
It's not Canadian at all. It's in the peppercorn family?
Pepper.
Yeah.
It almost looks like shredded raisins, and it's got a little smoky hickory cherry flavor to it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that one. And then I saw another one, and I've got so much stuff on here. I'm sure Mike's got a question, and I'll try and find the other ingredient that I had to go Google. But who? I know Mike's going to ask this, so I'll go ahead and ask it for you. Are you co-packing with anybody?
No, actually, it's my wife and I packing it, blending it, doing it all ourselves.
You got a pretty good source? Did you get all your spices from? Herbs from?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because I have a line, too, that I haven't done anything with in a while. But
he's got a name.
That was the biggest thing was sourcing my spices. And then I worked with a local restaurant who let me come in on the day they were closed and package all mine up. And
yes.
And I did real well out there, you know, like Market and Square and other places. I did really well with it because I have a real weird name. Mine has a really weird name. I always believed in shock value, you know. I did real well with them, and then I discovered another product that I kind of put the spices down and went off with the barbecue sauce there for a while. I need to get my spices back up and running. But y'all, this is just really ingenious what y'all have done here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
thank you.
It should be, you know, I used to sell my stuff at the Oakley Mansion, and anywhere there was tourists at where they have a gift shop, tourists, they want things that are local. This is local. This is local regional, and
yes,
you should
is.
Have it in a lot of places.
And we've actually, during Christmas, we had a lot of people send in boxes to their families in Colorado, Maine, Connecticut.
Cool. That's awesome.
Hey, don't you want to come back home? It was just really heartfelt and just so in. We enjoyed it so much.
I wanted to ask a quick question. When you're coming up with a new combination or a new product, is there a certain amount of trial and error that you go through until you get it just right?
I think so. With anything, my wife and I will sit down and we'll kind of toss ideas back and forth, and then we'll talk about other pieces and parts and kind of hone it down until we kind of figure out what ingredients, and then we play and adjust a little bit here and there and work it all out until we get a nice, consistent recipe.
Awesome.
I was just wondering, because I know I'm assuming chefs do the same kind of thing with spices in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
and we field a lot of our products through our two youngest to make sure they approve it, because they're
how old are they?
We got an 11-year-old, Ann Castlin, and Mary Stanton, that's 9.
Yeah.
And so they got to get put their seal of approval on.
Your official tasters.
Yes.
Well, you know, at that age,
Bayou LaBatry, it was my mother-in-law. She had to approve that. She's a Bosarge.
Of course.
That says it all.
That's a great spice blend, too. I think I brought that one so that Mike could go home and play with it. That's the one I did my I rubbed my chicken with it for Memorial Day and then smoked it.
Bosarge might be a good name for a future one.
It may be.
Okay. Now, just we got a text come across on our text line. Where can they buy these?
All right. Well, you can get us at Urban Emporium, Spring Hill Ace. This week we'll start being carried at the Cheese Cottage. We're also on PlayhouseSpices.com, on Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, and then we'll be at the Pillars today
for awesome.
The market from noon to 4. And then next week we'll be at Market in the Park. And then Antique Emporium this coming Thursday.
All right.
Yes.
And you gave your Facebook, you gave all of that. Do you have anything new in the works, something we can be looking forward to soon, or are you just going to ride with these for a little while?
What's
see
in
what
the pipe?
Gives you inspiration?
Yeah, right now we're going to kind of hold on what we've got. We're working to get into some bigger stores, and mm-hmm. so we're going to focus on that for just a little bit, and hopefully we'll have a couple new blends coming out later this year.
All right. I found the other ingredient, Chase, the cubeb pepper.
Oh, the cubeb?
Okay, is that how it's pronounced?
That's how I pronounce it. yeah, that's an interesting pepper. It's got a little bit of allspice and mace with a peppery finish. It's kind of a different flavor profile. It used to be, I can't remember the region it came from right now, but they used to actually treat it so that people, the other people in the world, couldn't grow it, and it was only came from someplace in the Middle East.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up and go back to commercial. One more time, give us your Facebook, your website, your MySpace, whatever you got.
Okay, we're PlayhouseSpices.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, we're at Playhouse Spices, and we're also on Etsy.
Etsy too. Okay, cool.
All right, well, Chase, sorry we didn't get to talk to Andrea, but the speakerphone thing, it kind of messes us up, but y'all have a wonderful Sunday.
Well, thank y'all for having us.
Hope y'all do well today.
Sunday too.
Yes, thank you.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Great product.
Here's a little Dr. John.
They call me Dr. John, known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of gris in my hand. Then we tripping up and back down the bayou. I'm the last of the best, they call me the greedy man. Got many clients, come from miles around, running down my prescription. I got medicine to cure all y'all's ills. I got remedies of every description. I got it now.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, Charlie, we was just talking about Joe Jefferson Playhouse. Do you have something to offer about that?
Yeah, I did, and it was a unique opportunity. Marguerite and I got invited to media night last Thursday night at the Joe Jefferson Playhouse.
How did we miss that, Mike?
Well, I wasn't invited. Really know, but apparently you weren't the only ones, because we had to knock on the door. We were the only people who showed up other than the actors and the orchestra. And so here's my wife and I sitting in the middle of the auditorium, just us, and they did the entire program of Hello, Dolly. And I got to tell you, whether you know the musical or not, it's worth attending. It's a beautiful show. Mm-hmm. The singers are excellent. The orchestra does a great job. And they're on this weekend and the next two weekends. And I think the Sunday matinee, if you want to go today, it would be like 2 or 2:30. If somebody knows the correct time, I was trying to look it up real quick but couldn't find it. But as I'm watching this, Stu, mm-hmm. a couple of thoughts ran through my head. First of all, if you find yourself getting into the story where you sort of forget where you are, mm-hmm. that's when the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good when you can suspend belief for a little while.
And but the other thing I was thinking about, when we first came to Mobile, it was in 1977, and there was a lot of old Mobile tradition still very much alive and well. Mm-hmm. And I think with the younger generation, some of that is slipping away, and some of that also might be community theater.
Right.
And so for the younger listeners, I want to say this to you. If you like going on a cruise ship, and I'm going to tie this together, and you go to the shows in the theater on the ship in the evenings, it's kind of the same thing, except there's spoken lines and music and singing and dancing and all of that. Mm-hmm. And one of the versions of the Hello, Dolly theme, there was a group of dancing waiters, and I'm thinking, that's what Mobile needs, more restaurants with dancing waiters. Then to tie it back to the cruise ship.
Charlie, there are lots of bars in town that have dancing waitresses, so to speak.
Yeah, but is it? Are they sampling the goods before they start dancing or what?
I don't know if they're sampling anything. I don't know if you'd want to sample.
But on the cruise ship,
their goods are on display.
If you go to the dining room,
yeah,
just about every evening, the waiters and waitresses throughout the entire dining room dance and sing, and so that's part of the show. But if you haven't experienced community theater, now is the time to do it. 11 South Carlin is just off Dauphin Street in the vicinity of Murphy High School, but mm-hmm. you can Google it and find it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last time I went to JJP was a Christmas program, Charlie, that you would have absolutely loved. They did It's a Wonderful Life as a radio show.
Wow.
So everyone just stood up there at microphones and read several different parts and did the sound effects. And Nancy Pierce was in it,
mm-hmm.
You know, was on TV for years and with the school system. And it was just delightful. And they just stood around the old-timey microphones on the stage and just acted it out like they were doing an old-fashioned radio presentation.
Charlie remembers when it was chiseled in stone.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
that's
Mike
right.
remembers when Marconi needed help designing his newfangled radio
thing. But anyhow, the Joe Jefferson Playhouse, Friday night, Saturday night, I want to say around 7 o'clock. And 2 or 2:30 on Sunday afternoon matinee.
Well,
you'll be so glad you did. And take the kids and take the grandkids. We need to keep these traditions going.
Let me say something about dancing servers and entertaining servers.
There were
two steakhouses in Mobile.
Is that your secret life?
There were two steakhouses in Mobile, and you're sitting there starving, mm-hmm. waiting for your food, and then when a certain song came on, they all had to run to the floor and do a dance routine. Right over here. It used to be, I'm sitting there starving to death, and I've got to wait till they get through their dance routine before they can bring my food. Then it starts getting cold.
Hey, man, it's nobody's fault but your own if you skip lunch.
Hey, but there was a dinner theater down at the Loop somewhere down in that area because I remember Scrooge. Down
Corbett's
there.
Or something?
I don't remember the name. This was a number of years ago.
Now, Mike, you recently watched most of a movie that you should have watched 6 years ago.
Yes, I should have.
Called Chef.
Yes.
Written, directed, starring Jon Favreau. If you can't place the name, you've seen him in a lot of stuff. He was on Friends for a while. He is Happy, Tony Stark's driver in the Avenger movie.
Okay.
He also wrote and directed Iron Man, Iron Man 2, and I think Iron Man 3. During Iron Man 2, they had a food truck on the show called Kogi Korean Barbecue, which is owned by Roy Choi. Jon Favreau got to talking to Roy Choi, said, I've got this idea for a movie, told it to Roy Choi. Roy Choi said, that's my life. You just basically described my life. They got together, did the movie Chef. Wonderful movie. Find it on Netflix, wherever. Now they've teamed up again. They've done a series on Netflix where they cook together and have different stars on. They've had Robert Downey Jr. and a couple of the Avengers people on there. They've had David Chang, a great chef. Aaron Franklin is in several episodes.
Wow.
So if you got Netflix, go stream this show. It is great. And Cookie is online, and Cookie needs to hear that I had a salad from Nourish Cafe, 100% vegan, Cookie. And it was edible.
Congratulations.
And it
edible
tasted
vegan
good.
Food?
Yeah. Garrick Ogburn is without a doubt gifted when it comes to making vegan food edible.
And Cookie, we only have about a minute. What's going on this morning?
I just wanted to bring up a point that I hope is salient, and that's that while I know that this show promotes local business, and I am all for that, the last couple of folks that have called in, today you simply insinuated, but you did not address that if someone's going to have a great idea and wants to produce it, they need to have to check with the health department and whoever else for the legal parts of it. You need a commercial kitchen to produce a lot of ideas.
Right. Yeah.
So I would appreciate, maybe this is something y'all could take up in the future. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. What we need to do is examine the cottage industry law in the state of Alabama, which is one of the most liberal in the country. You can pretty much get away with anything you want to do as long as you make less than $19,000 a year. Off of it. Once you hit, I think, 19,000, and they may have changed the law in the last few years, but once you hit that,
We got
something. Have three businesses.
We got something very important to say right now.
Well, we
got
to say it quickly.
Tony Sawyer,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday, buddy!
And Provolone, get on down to Bob's Diner and wish him a happy birthday.
He probably won't be there, but
Gouda, you're gonna Provolone.
Have a good week, folks. Provolone.
Provolone.
Local, be local, buy local.